Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from the town of Middletown here in New York. And sorry for that little whimsical thing, but my mind's just sort of stewing on something that keeps coming up. I had a variety of people send me messages and, you know, some spiritual people reaching out for spiritual direction and emails and et cetera, all these sort of things. And, you know, the thing that keeps coming up, a thread, a topic, you know, all these sort of things, is my prayer life. I keep hearing people ask about their prayer life and struggling in their prayer life and worrying about their prayer life and stewing over their prayer life and et cetera. And Advent's a good time to really stop, not praying, of course, but stopping one in one's own tracks, slowing down, looking over, reviewing, et cetera, and saying, what's going on in my prayer life? What are some of the intentions? What are the some of the sentiments in relationship to what is occurring within my prayer life? You know, am I falling into a routine or a, I forget the words actually escaped me right now. A rut. That's it, a rut. You know, now I'm not saying to change one's prayer life, but acknowledge that fact. Like if you're a daily person that prays a rosary and it's just become a monotonous, you know, so it's really closing yourself off of the spirit. So I don't ask why. Why has this become routine? Is there something going on in my life that's impacting that? Or is there something, you know, in my relationship to the prayer and et cetera? You know, oh, maybe it's time to, all right, I want to lean into the Bible a little bit more. You know, the rosary's nice, beautiful, but I want to maybe go try some Lexio and just do daily readings. You know, or you have a devotional you want to go to and you just want to get into that devotional. Or, you know, for me, it's a Jesus prayer, you know, and I keep... You know, over the years, you know, sometimes I fall away from it, et cetera. One of the things that's keeping in it right now is my prayer rope is for my family. So I said, you know what? Even though it may be dry for me, this is for my family and I'm praying for my family. And as I'm pondering the mystery of, you know, our sinfulness, but God's mercy, you know, I'm doing it for the sake of my family. You know, it's okay to review one's prayer life, to ask questions, to step back, you know, stop on one's tracks and say, what's been going on here? You know, routines, you know, and falling into a rut, monotony can really hamper one's ability to be open to the spirit. But of course, that doesn't mean one just quickly throws off everything to the side and grabs on to the current fad of the spiritual life and all these sort of things. No. You know, you want to, if you can, if you have someone spiritual in your life, a friend that you talk about religious things with, you know, what are you asking their thoughts about this? Or if you have a spouse, go into your spouse. Or if you know your priest, well, talk to a priest or another spiritual person that you trust. You know, seeking that wisdom and understanding maybe from others and getting different hindsights. You know, it's not about following fads. Fads aren't going to help you to grow in your discipleship. You know, sometimes, you know, you might just be in a moment of desolation and you just got to keep going. You know, the Lord is going to be different, or I shouldn't say that. It's not that he's going to be different, but he's going to come across differently at different moments within our spiritual life. The Lord is constant, but how he impacts us may be different depending on what we need in relationship to our relationship to him. That's a doubling there, I suppose, in terms of our life in him. But one of the things I just want to say, it's okay to review. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to reflect. It's okay to ask questions. You know, I switch myself up. I've been trying this Bible app thing and some of their devotional things to, all right, maybe, you know, I'll try this in the morning. I try different. Every other year I use the Divine Intimacy from Saint Gabriel. Saint, he's not a saint declared by a saint, but Father Gabriel of Saint Mary Magdalene. Hopefully he declared a saint someday. His writings are just amazing. You know, but if I did it every year, it would be a little rough on me because it's so dense. So I do it every other year. You know, I switch up different meditational things. You know, those 1 minute meditation books, I switch them up. I don't do the same one every year. You know, it just, we got to wrestle with these things, and it's okay. Sometimes when people bring this up to me, it's like they bring, oh my gosh, it's end of the world. And, you know, I'm betraying God. You're not betraying God by asking these sort of questions, saying, Lord, are you still calling me to this form of prayer? Or are you asking me to move to another form of prayer? You know, am I got to switch up how I pray my rosary? You know, oh, I've just been doing it on the fly so much, you know, trying to figure a way. Do I need to be more concrete? You know, do I need to set up time every morning, you know, or every evening? That is the time. And if I miss that time, you know, all right, I'll still do the rosary, but then I'll spend some extra time thinking about why did I miss it at the scheduled time, you know, and et cetera. So I'm just putting all these things out here, sort of a data dump, a lot of things going on in this episode, but I just want to let you know it's okay to reflect upon your prayer life, to ask questions about your prayer life, to see if there's a necessary, particularly if you have a whole bunch of things that you're doing, you know, reflect on why do I feel I have to do all these sort of things for God? You know, that's not a question of being condemned. It's a question of revelation. You want to understand yourself better. And Advent is a great time for this, where we're calling upon God's light to pervade our life, to help us to get ready for the second coming. And we're lighting extra, you know, every week an extra Advent candle, you know, and that theme of light pervading the whole season. This is a good time to reflect about those sort of things. You know, say, Lord, all right, do I keep this going? Do I keep going? You know, as I begin this new liturgical year in the church, do I need to make the changes or do I stay the course? You know, and if I need to make changes, how should I go about doing that in a prudential, in a prudent way? You know, so a lot of going on here, but don't be afraid of asking questions. Don't be afraid of reflecting on your spiritual life. Don't be afraid of wrestling with deeper things in terms of how am I doing in my prayer and et cetera. When it's all done for the sake of love of God and love of neighbor, you're doing a good job. Okay. I just want to put it out there because I've been noticing this sort of trend coming up more through people reaching out to me. It's okay to reflect on one's prayer life to see if there needs to be necessary changes. Just don't make them arbitrarily and make them in patience and in seeking guidance prudentially from other people in your life. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today. If you like what I'm doing on this podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button and that little, there's a bell icon there. That'd be great too. And leave a review. Leaving a review really helps other people find this episode and this podcast in general. So if you want more of my content, head over to my website, thefrankfryer.com. There, my website, thefrankfryer.com. There's articles I've written, blog posts I've written. There's YouTube videos, a whole bunch of good stuff. You can also email me through that website. All of this at thefrankfryer.com. Thank you very much for your time today. No.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code BREADBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.